You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis has sent a special envoy to South Sudan to urge for an end to violence in the country and to help establish dialogue and trust between the warring parties. Cardinal Peter Turkson, president of the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace, travelled to the capital, Juba, this week to give support to the Archbishop and to meet with the country's leaders. He carried with him a letter from the Pope for President Salva Kiir and one for Vice President Riek Machar, who are historic enemies and represent the different ethnic groups. For almost a year, South Sudan has been trying to emerge from a civil war caused by political rivalry between the vice president and the president. Violent clashes across the city have left tens of thousands of people dead since December 2013, and a recent flare-up of fighting has caused more casualties, scores of displaced people, and a serious humanitarian crisis. Although a ceasefire is currently in effect in Juba, the threat of more violence continues to loom large. I asked Cardinal Turkson to illustrate the current situation and to talk about the Church's effort to push forward a peaceful process.
I was in Juba, South Sudan, last Sunday. I got there early enough to be able to celebrate Mass with the faithful in the cathedral with the Archbishop, a couple of priests and all. The situation is a bit tough. To put it very mildly, it's a bit tough because what had happened just a weekend before that, on their fifth anniversary of their independence, it's something that they had experienced, at least to my knowledge, twice already. It's a conflict that breaks out among the forces, the military forces, and always with a lot of deaths. And the result is always that there's a spillover in town with the civilian population who are scared and leave their homes, and their homes are looted. When they try to get back, sometimes they find somebody else living in their homes. So, you know, when I was there this time, a lot of the women and children and even boys had sought refuge in churches and in schools. And that's where they lived. And the priests and the brothers and nuns tried to take care of them as best as they could. And I think, you know, they're still there. So the situation is kind of desperate and rough. Security levels are kind of low. So we were with the president and the chief of defense staff, and all of them promised to do their best, or that they're doing their best and trying to get on course a program of reform towards elections in 2018. That had been slightly derailed by the event of the past few days, but the president was confident that they can still maintain the course of that movement and work gradually towards elections in 2018. So we brought them, of course, the greetings of the Holy Father, a sense of solidarity because he had done two letters to the president and the vice president, the two protagonists of all of these conflicts and, you know, and the troubles. And our own effort was to try to get them to come together at that and at some point to see whether we could, you know, facilitate a reconciliation and help them build some trust and confidence in each other. So that's what it is. There's a need for a lot of help. I already called in our office in Rome, asking the secretary to contact court room and see what help we can organize in terms of medication. Living in open classrooms, they're victims of mosquito bites, and so there's malaria, there's dysentery, there's even talk about cholera in certain places. So there's a need for medication. There's a need also, really for food supplies too. So I'm hoping that when I get back to Rome, I'll be able to see what we can organize and put together and send, to the Archbishop as a kind of, help from the side of the Holy See.
That was Cardinal Peter Turkson, president of the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace.